Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Owen's going to have to mix up the open. We're getting complaints. They want to hear some Guardians music. They want to hear some Cleveland baseball music.
Well, I'll wait for the next Michael Stanley to write a good song about him.
No one tells DJ Request what to play.
I mean, 17-6. They're 17-6.
They are. It's 11 over 500.
That's not in your wildest dreams. Did anybody call 17-6?
Well, I think in your wildest dreams, you just say they'd still be undefeated.
I think in the
No one takes their wildest dreams and goes, let's temper it a little bit and say 17-6.
You think the phrase wildest dreams does not apply to 17-6?
In my wildest dreams, they'd win the World Series, not start the season off 17-6.
You can't win the World Series after 23 games.
Well, you don't need to call it wildest dreams. You could say, wow, you never would imagine they'd start 17-6. And I'd say, okay. Yeah, I never would imagine
so
this. This is great.
If I were to say not in your wildest dreams with the Browns, it has to be undefeated.
Super Bowl. Not in your wildest dreams
but
would you imagine they won the Super Bowl.
We're not to the World Series yet. We're 23 games in. You can't win the World Series 23 games in.
No, you can't. That's why you don't have to say their wildest dreams 23 games
so
in.
So you just don't like wildest dreams as a phrase in general.
I've never heard
wildest dreams apply to just the most amazing thing that can happen ever.
I just decided to be a problem for you there. That's all I decided. I could have let it go.
I wanted to make sure I'm using the right term. Give me a better term. Mitch, find a better term than not my wildest dreams could I have thought 17-6.
Should have put it on me, not on him, but that's fine.
Do you have a better term?
Come on, Mitch. No, you ask Mitch.
I'm trying to think about what would be more applicable. Hey, it's a great start by your Guardians.
There you go.
17-6.
One of the best starts in team history. Zach Meisel, our friend from the... says Cleveland's baseball team, a charter member of the American League in 1901, has never had a better 23-game start to a season than this one. They were 17-6 in 1966... 1999 and 2024, they were 16-7 in 1913, 1920, the year they won the World Series, 1921, 1941, 1948, a year they won the World Series, 1955, a year they got very, very, very close, 1988, 1995, when they went to the World Series. Didn't they finish second in the American League in 1955? I'm sure there's plenty of people who know. I'm going to go to Google, go right on ahead.
Well, back then, right, there were only two teams in each league that made the playoffs.
There was a pennant winner in each league, and then they played the World Series.
They finished three games behind the Yankees that year.
Also from thesaurus.com.
I bet you were pretty happy about that.
You were all over
fan?
That.
Yeah. Yep, not negative 47 I was.
And by the way, not in Mitch's wildest dreams, did he
Or
think?
If you go to thesaurus.com and look it up, it could be not in Mitch's creation of the brain or in the creature of his imagination.
Ooh, I like that one.
The Dodgers,
or the phantom of his mind.
And I do believe the Dodgers won that World Series because I've been watching Ken Burns baseball, and then a couple of years later, bye-bye.
Now, was that in the second inning of Ken Burns baseball?
No, that was like in the seventh. We're getting close to
the
point.
That's the seventh inning?
Oh, have you done the stretch yet?
It is 6 hours.
Do they have baseball in the 1700s?
It was me in the
90s. Yeah, oh, yeah. No, it's 7 hours of black and white, and then you finally start to get some color, and then it's nothing but people bitching about the Red Sox not winning the World Series. And I go, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
Like Doris Kearns Goodwin. Everybody loves her. Everybody's like, oh, my God, Doris Kearns Goodwin. She was a Brooklyn fan, and then they leave Brooklyn. They go to Los Angeles, and then she's like, well, I'm just going to be a Red Sox fan. I go, nope, don't like you either. Bye-bye. Like, that's it.
It's
nothing but people bitching about the Red
Sox.
Was
John Meacham featured in this?
I don't believe so.
What about George Will?
George Will is in it. Of all the cast of characters, Daniel Okrent is in it, obviously. He's one of the biggest baseball fans who ever lived.
I bet they didn't have the guts to put Sherrod Brown in there. Not an election year.
Brown was not in. This was in the 90s. Sherrod Brown wasn't in there. There are a couple of people who have passed away. Studs Terkel, the late, great Studs Terkel. Who had a great role. Not an actor, but was great in Eight Men Out. Studs Terkel. Noted columnist in the city of Chicago for many, many, many years.
Do I need to see it?
I mean, you don't have 8 hours waiting around on you, so no. And you don't like documentaries. I love documentaries, so.
One thing I love right now, and if you are a Guardians fan, you have to be loving Ben Lively, folks.
Ben Lively, more like Ben Diddley.
He had only started at most. He's 32 years old. He had started 15 games in 2017. He had 12 starts in 2023. How many starts?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Ben Lively. Is he going to be in the rotation all year?
Might have to be.
I know.
Depending on how things are going, because we're like, hey, Tristan McKenzie had a good outing. That's great. And it's like, hey, kind of seems like just putting off the inevitable here. Which there were some people who tried to calm down and say, well, like, wait, guys, it was kind of the same way last year and this. I go, but it's not going to like just repair itself. So is he going to do this his entire career? Or are we just like didn't he make like 4 starts last year? I go, why didn't we just have it last year? So I don't know. I hope you know what? I don't want to be a downer. Let's talk about Ben Lively and how well he did. And Hunter Gaddis again, doing very well, and everything's great.
Lively went 6 1/3, gave up 5 hits, 1 earned run, did strike out 7. Here's his manager on the performance.
Outstanding. Attacking the zone, going right after him, making pitch after pitch. You know, it's not an easy game to pitch in, and both the tip your cap to both the starters. They were both outstanding. Hauk again was great, and Ben matched him tonight, and that's what gave us a chance to win. So Ben getting that deep into the game was huge for all of us.
So a very, very solid performance, especially against the Red Sox in a rematch of sorts. Here's Lively on being able to grind through it despite, you know, maybe some limitations out there.
I mix up my speeds, like just mixing in and out. I mean, it's just I've been the same pitcher my whole life, and I don't overpower you, but I'm going to throw it over the plate and put movement on it, and here you go. I'll act like I throw 100, but I don't.
Just finding a way to get it done. And so this just it continues to be incredible. I just wish they had some nice weather down there, because I do think you'd start to get these bigger walk-up crowds that unfortunately just have not been able to get. Mike Florio was on Baskin and Phelps yesterday talking about a Stefanski extension, could be happening anytime soon. Here's where he thinks the value is right now for your head coach.
People would say last year, well, he's the offensive guru. The offense wasn't very good. It was the defense that carried the day. How much of the credit goes to Kevin Stefanski, even though he barely won Coach of the Year, that probably should have gone to D'Amico Ryans, frankly. But he's got two of those trophies now. He's done well with the team. What is the value that Jimmy Haslam is willing to invest, and how long of a commitment is he willing to make?
What's that all about? What's that all about?
Didn't sound like a pro Stefanski cut.
Yeah, it didn't sound like that at all. Hey, what's done is done. Are we still carrying the torch for that stuff? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We know we know how Mike Florio got raised, so. Well, we know that somebody's a TJ Watt fan out there and probably still holds a grudge. It's okay.
Well, we finished ahead of Pittsburgh last year.
Myles Garrett won Defensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. He actually showed up to the NFL honors when TJ Watt decided to throw himself a little pity party. TJ Watt has won less playoff games than Myles Garrett, and Myles Garrett's basketball team has actually won more playoff games than TJ Watt has.
What do you have to say to that, Lima?
I love it.
Oh, I agree. Lima agrees.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, we're a pro Myles Garrett show.
We have been from day one.
And we're TJ Watt truthers around here.
Do you think, based on our conversations with Kevin Stefanski here, I mean, it seems like this is not something, I mean, he's certainly not going to make a huge public show of it. I think there might be other guys, other coaches, who would start to use this as leverage. Like, how crazy can we get with a Stefanski contract? We never get to hear about how much these guys make. Like, we get rumors all the time of other coaches or other managers.
Are we not doing what we're supposed to, like making a big deal about him not getting signed or
to an extension?
Well,
I think we just assume it's going to happen.
We just assume it's going to happen. And I don't know, man, NFL extensions and things like that, it's like, what's the buy? Like Jimbo Fisher, it's like, he's got an $80 million buyout. Okay, well, that's a conversation. But Kevin Stefanski, okay, if it didn't work out, and I want it to work out, but if it didn't, it's like, okay, here's your money, and off you go, and you get to have dinner with everybody else in Indianapolis. Maybe he's not invited to that dinner because he's been to the playoffs. I don't know how that works. But, like, you get to go have dinner. Like, okay, no big deal. I don't think about it that way like we do in college
football.
Well,
and me, just jumping to the conclusions I do in my wildest dreams, is I assume you win Coach of the Year twice, you start to gain power in an organization. You get to start calling the shots. Everybody's looking at you and nobody else. Doesn't seem to be the case here.
I don't know.
At least to the naked eye, it does not seem to be the case here.
Maybe
That's
it's a good thing.
That's we it. Yeah. Or about last night.
Outstanding. Coming up at 7:30 this morning, Terry Pluto going to join us on the show. He knows about just about everything there is to know about the great game of basketball. And he will join us at 7:30 this morning. We'll talk to him about the Cleveland Cavaliers and a team that you can't give credit to, apparently, if people don't care. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.